Okay, we are recording. If you will, please state your full name and title for the record.
Eva Danner Horton, Livingston County Presiding Commissioner.
Well, Eva, it's my understanding we've got some work going on or getting ready to start there at Livingston County. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, we have three separate projects going on. It's all a part of a DNR historical preservation grant that we received to help us with the funding. First thing is that we're going to replace the clocks. We had done that once in the 20 years I've been here, but it has to be done again. And all three clocks will be totally new clocks, all new programming, all new mechanisms, brand new. The second thing is we have the distinction of having the only electrical pole in downtown Chillicothe, and we're going to have that removed. We have a pole on the north side of our courthouse, and we're going to bring that in at ground level and then go up from the interior to the attic where our electrical service is. So that's the second thing. The third thing, the last grant we had received, we replaced the railings above the south and west doors. And in this grant process, we're going to do the ones on the east and the north. These railings had been removed in previous years because they were deteriorating. And so we're happy to get those back and have the courthouse back in its original condition.
Very important to restore that. Okay, so Eva, yeah. Do you know the total budget for these three projects, and is the grant money enough to cover all of that?
The total project we had projected at $63,000, and the grant covers $44,100, and our local match is $18,900. It's possible we may go over that just a little bit. Our bids have come in. I think it was only $500 over that, but we do want to replace the lights at the same time. There's lights above each clock, and we hadn't thought about that when we made the application. So there's a few things that we'll probably need to get finished while we're in this project. May make us run over, I'd say, at the most $2,000, so I think we're doing pretty well.
I was going to say, that's not bad at all. So if you will, tell me a little bit. I know it's when you're looking at this kind of work, you never know for sure about the timeline, but has it started, and when do we project it to be finished?
We just had the pre-construction hearing last week and met with our architect and the company that got the bid. And we are hopeful that, I would say, by the middle to late October, we should be finished with the project. Neither of the three projects are very long. You know, the clocks, they said probably they're here. It'll be a one-day project once electrical is in place and everything's appropriate for them to do their part of it. So we really expect to have it finished by the end of October. And I might add this a little bit. We're very hopeful that we can stay on that time frame. Our courthouse is 100 years old this year, and so we would like to have a kind of an open house and make it available for the public to tour the courthouse and kind of celebrate that event as 100 years of use of this building.
And that's this year, 2014?
Yes, 2014. So we're hoping to, we didn't want to do a celebration until these projects were completed.